Yeah, here with Jimmy. And Jimmy, I was telling Coach Harbaugh, and I relayed to you, I thought this was your best game, but you had a different answer for that. What was that?
I mean, my Super Bowl, my favorite game, so.
You had the national spotlight there in those last two or three plays, didn't you? So you'll always remember that one. That's a good, fond memory. And today you had a great game when they unfurled the banner, the world champion. It must be something, that Super Bowl, that brings out the best in you, right?
Probably. I don't know. Hope it lasts 16 games in playoffs.
That's for sure. Now, defense had a rough week last week, but they came back strong this week. Good coverage, didn't give up any touchdowns, a couple of field goals. I know he's not Peyton Manning on the other side, but what else was the difference this week for the defensively?
I mean, just the fact that we had that first outing, we wanted to come prove that was not us. You know what I mean? And it was just more execution than anything. Like, we went out and made sure that we executed the plays the way that the coaches designed them and not out there doing our own thing.
Yeah, and it looked like the communication maybe was a little better today than it was last Thursday night. Would you say that or not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's going to be games you have bumps in a row, but I mean, every week you're just trying to, you know, get better. So this week was just another week we just try to get better.
Yeah, I thought the only one I saw the whole game was when they did that little wheel route down the sideline, and it looked like you guys were talking about who should have had that.
We had about three plays like that we're going to go clean up on film, but I mean, that's kind of the holes in some of those coverages too. So it may look like it's a busted coverage, but that's, they probably picked the perfect offense play for that coverage. So.
Yeah, people don't understand that. When you send four or five or six, you don't have as many zones you can cover back there.
Yeah,
so some of those crossing routes are going to be open as you get across, and sometimes, you know, that sideline's going to be open, right?
Yeah, absolutely. People leak out late, and you don't add him into the coverage because you think he's blocking. You take your eyes off him, and it's a free guy, and it looks like a blown coverage, but they called the right call.
Now, how good do you think this defense can be? Because, you know, everybody's looking for it to be. I thought it was going to be much better. Then after last week, I was wondering, Mel, is it going to be? But it looked like it's going to be better today.
I mean, the way we think in our defensive room, we think the sky's the limit. You know, we think that we have enough players on the defensive line and the secondary to be a top defense, and that's the only thing we're going for right now.
But you remember being a rookie. How'd the rookie Matt Elam do today?
I think he did fine. How'd you think?
And I thought so too.
I thought
he showed a little physical presence coming up and hitting Trent Richardson a few times in the hole too.
Oh yeah, I mean, he's a physical guy, and that's what we like back there. Guys that can tackle and hit and fast enough to cover, and he got both of those talents, those skills. So I mean, he did a real good job today.
Of course, you like to think yourself as a physical guy too, right?
Yeah, I like to play a little bit.
Yeah, you are. You're a big corner, big physical corner, and yeah, I think this guy's the limit for you too. So I was happy for you today. Keep it up. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.